We have our friends from U of R Medicine Finger Lakes Health joining us this morning. As always, Kim Alakwa is here. Kim, good morning. How are you this morning?
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I understand congratulations are in order for some awards.
Yes, I'm very proud to announce that Geneva General Hospital and Soldiers and Sailors Hospital again received gold awards from American Heart Association for Get With the Guidelines. This is for our stroke care and our heart attack care. And I just want to stress that we meet the same requirements that larger health systems such as Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic have to meet for these standards. So I'm very proud that at Geneva General and at Soldiers and Sailors that we're able to deliver the same level of high quality care that other large health systems do.
Yeah, you don't find that in every small town in America, yeah.
No, you do not. And I just want to also remind everybody that Geneva General Hospital is a Joint Commission Stroke Center, and it's also a New York State Stroke Center.
All right, so we're going to talk today about child health, specifically pediatrics. Who's our guest today?
Well, before I introduce our special guest, I'm just so excited. We've been talking about primary care growth for so long, and this is the first time that Finger Lakes Health is going to have a pediatrics practice in Geneva. It's part of Finger Lakes Health Primary Care. It's located on the second floor of the medical office building, and as we've talked about before, next year we'll be opening our whole new renovated first floor at the medical office building. And so we have with us Dr. Marissa Rice, who is a pediatrician who just started with us last week. And we also have, not with us today, but our pediatric program is under the medical directorship of Dr. Grace Fryer, who is a longtime pediatric care provider in our community who is in life care, who will continue to see patients in Seneca County, but then she'll also be seeing patients here in Geneva. So we're just very excited to have Dr. Rice with us. And I'll let you.
Sure. Sure. Dr. Rice, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me today.
Tell me a little bit about your background and what got you first into medicine and specifically the concentration on pediatric care.
Yeah, great question. So I'm local. I'm originally from Livonia, which is down off of Canisius Lake, and decided I actually wanted to go to vet school originally. But throughout college and as I was doing my, you know, secondary studies, decided it wasn't quite the right fit for me and searched around to figure out something that, you know, felt truly right. And so I landed on medicine, and then I ended up migrating and concentrating into pediatrics because I think it provides such a unique opportunity to have an impact on, you know, early childhood development. And, you know, we know that kids, as they grow, their brain is constantly developing, and a lot of the experiences they have when they're young can impact their health, you know, into adulthood and beyond. And I think that it's just a really unique opportunity to support families as they're going through, you know, as children are going through these changes and have a really positive impact.
You know, we know the established hierarchy where you have general practitioners, you have specialists, and then you have pediatric doctors. That's kind of a specialty of its own accord.
Yeah, definitely. I think some things that we like to say in pediatrics, people will say that kids aren't just tiny adults. You know, they have their own set of physiology and their own special sets of problems that we encounter. And so you're right. It definitely requires some specialized training. And I think that that's something that I'm really excited to be able to deliver here in Geneva.
Now, I imagine this can be, you know, pretty grinding work sometimes, but the rewards to see healthy kids. Yeah, that's got to be a big bonus.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's one of the reasons that I decided on pediatrics, because, you know, I had a mentor who told me, find the work that energizes you. And I think that, you know, I realized seeing kids in clinic was really something that kept me going every day. And medicine can be challenging and it can be really busy, but being able to take care of kids and support their families is something that's huge.
We have our friends from U of R Medicine Finger Lakes Health in the house. We're talking with Dr. Marissa Rice, who is going to be a part of the pediatric care practice, the brand new practice, first time that Finger Lakes Health is offering this at the second floor of the Geneva,
the medical office building.
Yeah, I can never remember the name of that. I know right where it is next to the hospital. I've been there a bunch of times. Yeah, I could tell you what's on what floor, but I can't tell you the name of the building. Marissa, pediatric care, I'm sure a lot of us remember seeing a pediatrician when we were kids, and I know the first thing that comes to my mind is, yeah, that's who I got my first shots from. But it's so much more than that.
Yeah, you're so right. I think that, yes, people often think about vaccines just because, you know, children are due for many more vaccinations than adults are to get them caught up and get them in a place to be healthy for the rest of their lives. But pediatricians do so much more. You know, we do a lot of developmental surveillance, so trying to catch things early to make sure that kids can get the specialized care or specialized support they need. So that's a regular part of our well visits also. And then, you know, for any kids who have any type of medical complexity, they see any subspecialist or need referrals to specialists to help with specific problems, you know, we as primary care pediatricians kind of quarterback that and can help coordinate care or decide if a referral is needed or, you know, manage a lot of things on our own right here in Geneva until we feel like we need to send them out. And so that there's lots of other things we do.
So for children, it's like you're the first line of defense.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. And taking care of and diagnosing possible problems down the road that could affect a child's development or affect their adult life, that's pretty critical.
I like to think so. It's important work.
Yeah, absolutely. What for you is the most rewarding part of what you do?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like there's two ages that I really like taking care of, and they're kind of polar opposites. So I find working with families who have just had a baby, so newborn visits, very rewarding, especially if it's their first baby, because you can spend a lot of time doing anticipatory guidance, you know, because a lot of things are just helping parents know what to expect.
Yeah.
And then keep an eye out for the things that, you know, might be a little bit of a red flag or might warrant a special trip to the doctor to talk about. And so really setting up those expectations. And I also am actually a certified lactation counselor. So helping any moms who are interested in breastfeeding have that support right in clinic is something that I like to do. So that's kind of one population that I really enjoy. And then on the you know, other side of that, I think taking care of adolescents, so teenagers, as, you know, things come up, you know, school gets hard. You know, today's teenagers, I think, are dealing with a lot in our world. And so, you know, we've seen more anxiety, you know, kids who have undiagnosed ADHD, things like that. And so those are problems that we can help with and take care of right in clinic. I know Dr. Fryer is also very experienced with those things as well. And so those are some other types of situations or patients that I really like to take care of too.
Yeah, I can think with a newborn, especially a firstborn, you know, a family comes in with their brand new baby, they probably have a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about a lot of things.
Yep.
You know, and you're there to, you know, maybe allay some of those fears, explain some things, and also, you know, do that all important diagnosis of, okay, you know, everything's going good, or all right, you know, there's an issue or two, here's how we can handle it.
Totally. And, you know, when I was going through my training, I trained at Boston Children's Hospital. There we had kind of a residency informal slogan that we would say, which was never worry alone. And so I like to kind of bring that into my own practice. And I always tell parents, like, if you have any questions, even if you think it's silly, even if you think it's the smallest question in the world and it can't possibly matter, like, I want you to ask me because I want us to talk about it. And I want to talk about it today, make you feel better about it, and be a resource as the child grows up and goes on through life to get those questions answered and help you not worry.
And I'm glad you brought up, you know, adolescents, preteens, teens, especially things like anxiety issues and emotional health. It's not something that we normally think about for kids, but, you know, pediatric care can really help stave off potential problems with that later in a kid's life.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with everything that went on in 2020 with the pandemic and things like that, you know, the kind of way of the world changed so much for our teenagers and kind of the way they interact with each other and, you know, the rise of social media and all of that, for better or worse. I think there's a lot of new pressures on them that can be a lot to deal with as a teenager. And so having someone to kind of talk through these things and determine, you know, like, oh yeah, this seems like typical stressors versus, you know what, I think there's something deeper going on here that we should get sorted out is important.
You know, and another thing that comes to mind for kids from newborns right through adolescents, seems like more and more people are born with food allergies, or pollen allergies, things of that nature. And sometimes you don't know that, okay, your kid's not feeling good. That might be the trigger.
Yeah, I think that's one of, especially food allergies, I think that's one of the most common questions we get in clinic. Mm-hmm. You know, my kid ate this food and now they have a rash. Is it related? Is it not? Or, you know, my kid's been stuffy for the last 3 months. How do we manage this? They're miserable. They're not sleeping. So starting to kind of diagnose and troubleshoot some of those problems in the clinic is definitely a big part of what we do, too.
Now, if people want to find out more about the pediatric practice and maybe start having their kids be seen by you or one of the others on the team, how does that happen?
They can call the practice at 315-787-5445. And also, we're also available to be for sports and school physicals, because I know it's an important time of year for
yes.
parents to get their kids
yes.
scheduled for the physicals mm-hmm. for the upcoming school year and for the sports season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Kids play sports, kids get banged up. So, yeah, it happens, unfortunately. So, Marissa, thank you so much, Dr. Rice. We really appreciate you being here. Thank you for the work that you do, and best of success in the future. Kim, as always, love having you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim.